Okay, let's unpack this. When you shop online, recommendations are everywhere. Customers who bought this also bought that. But how often do those suggestions truly get it right? Especially when you're actually, building a whole basket of items.
Yeah, that's the really fascinating part here, how traditional recommendation models, the ones mostly built on single item purchases, often just miss the complexity. They miss how consumers, well, how you actually shop with multiple items in mind.
Right.
This deep dive looks at a really groundbreaking approach that seems to mirror how people truly shop much better.
And we're exploring a specific paper, Multi-Purchase Behavior, Modeling, Estimation, and Optimization. Sounds academic, but the goal is pretty practical, isn't it?
Absolutely. It aims to revolutionize those online recommendations. The idea is higher revenue for retailers, sure, but also, critically, a much smoother, better user experience for all of us.
Okay, so diving in, what really jumped out at me was just how common these multi-item purchases actually are. I mean, get this. For the Walmart items dataset they looked at, over 3 out of 4 transactions involved multiple items, not just one.
Yeah, 3 out of 4. That's huge.
Right.
And it fundamentally challenges that sort of single item assumption that, like you said, most systems are built on.
And is that pattern just a one-off, or do they see it elsewhere?
Oh, no, it's remarkably consistent across many large data sets, which really underlines how important this is. Just think about your own last grocery run, right? How often do you leave with just one thing?
Almost never. Yeah.
Exactly. The data confirms it. And crucially, in big data sets like Instacart, the grocery delivery service, and Toffing, which is this massive Asian e-commerce platform,
Yeah.
over 95% of those multi-item buys involve products from different categories.
Oh, interesting. So it's not just buying like two types of the same cereal.
Right. It's more like cereal and milk or, soup and bread. It shows connection across categories.
So, okay, if most systems are built on single items, they're clearly missing something big here. What are the main challenges they face? Why can't they capture these relationships?
Well, fundamentally, they struggle because they see items in isolation. They just don't have the mechanism to capture those natural relationships between products in one shopping trip. Whether things are complementary, like maybe eggs and flour for
I don't
baking.
think you buy together.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or if they're substitutable, like choosing between, say, different brands of orange juice, where you'll probably only pick one.
Ah, okay. They lack that sort of basket context.
Precisely. They don't see the cohesive transaction.
So, if the old way misses the mark, what's the solution presented in the paper? This is where Bundle MVL2 comes in.
That's right, Bundle MVL2. It's a model specifically designed to finally get a handle on these multi-item purchases.
How does it work? What makes it different?
It uses specific parameters. So there's an alpha value for each product. Think of that as its individual appeal, how much you might want that item just on its own. But then, critically, there's a beta I. That's beta IJ value. This captures the interaction between pairs of products, I and J.
Interaction, so like how well they go together.
Exactly. A positive beta J suggests they're complementary, they boost each other's appeal when considered together. A negative beta J suggests they're substitutes.
So the model can actually sort of see why you'd buy cake ingredients together. That makes sense.
It learns these relationships from the data, from seeing what people actually buy together over and over.
And didn't the research find something striking about those beta values?
Yes, over 95% of the observed product pairs people actually bought together had a positive beta.
Wow. So people really do tend to bundle things logically. It's not just random.
It strongly suggests a very real human tendency to bundle items that make sense together. The data confirms the sort of shopping logic.
Okay, so the model sounds more intuitive, but does it actually work better, like in practice?
The results are quite impressive. It offers a significantly better fit to the real-world purchase data. To put a number on it, the test log likelihoods, which is a measure of how well the model predicts unseen data, averaged about 17% higher than the older single-item models.
17% better fit. That sounds substantial. It means it's predicting what we'll actually buy much more accurately.
Much more accurately, especially when we buy multiple things, which, as we saw, is most of the time.
And the real payoff, does this translate into actual benefits for, say, online stores?
Absolutely. We're talking tangible revenue gains. The multi-purchase modeling showed an expected revenue benefit of around 5% in relative terms.
5%, just from modeling purchases better.
Yes. For large data sets like Toffing and UCI, that widely used benchmark set, that's a significant bump in revenue, a real measurable business impact.
Okay, but here's a question. If it's modeling all these complex interactions, does it slow things down? Is it actually practical for a fast-paced e-commerce site?
That's a crucial point, and they addressed it. Despite the theoretical complexity of modeling all those pairs, the researchers developed scalable algorithms. These make the optimization process fast enough for real-time use.
So you get the better recommendations and potentially higher profits without sacrificing that smooth, instant user experience we all expect online.
Exactly. Boosting profits without that annoying lag or slowdown.
So, wrapping up then, the takeaway seems pretty clear.
I think so. Ultimately, this deep dive really demonstrates that moving beyond just thinking about single items and truly embracing this multi-purchase behavior, it's crucial. It unlocks substantial revenue growth for businesses and, just as importantly, leads to a much more intuitive, improved online shopping experience for you, the customer.
It really makes you wonder, doesn't it? What hidden connections between products are your favorite online stores still missing? Connections that can make your shopping even smoother, more helpful,
yeah.
Maybe make their bottom line quite a bit healthier too.